Okay, this is our time for testimonies, prayer requests, anything you'd like to share in front of everyone. I'll start off. I thought maybe I'd share my testimony, my prayer request up to the point that Art arrives, and I'll hand it over to Art, if that's okay with you, Art, to share what happened. Okay, from start to finish, okay, I'll give my version. Art can give us the truth, so I'll give you my version. yesterday was a very long day. I went with Hiroshi, he's in the back over there, to visit someone. I don't know if any of you know, Kusakai-san is a woman that, she's a single mother. She comes here, she comes to the early service, the, what is it, 9:30 service, and she has a son who's about, I think he's 23, and her son is actually kind of hikikomori. He graduated from university, but he's older than 23, because he's been living with her in the apartment for like 2.5 years now, not working, doesn't really go out, is not connected with other people, and she was always hoping someone could visit her son. So Hiroshi and I went there yesterday for lunch, and we had a really good time. He's a real friendly kid, but he just, something's holding him back from getting involved in society. So we felt really good about that, and Toshi and Amy went out to do, they had some other things they were doing yesterday. So when we left Kusakai-san's house in late afternoon, we picked up Toshi and Amy and went back home, and I was really tired. I didn't get enough sleep last week. I missed some days. I missed a lot of sleep, so I went upstairs to rest, and Toshi was in the kitchen. She was planning on making dinner, and it was something, our son Micah was angry about something. I think it was a doctor's, what do you call it, doctor's, not evaluation, but shindansho in English. How do you say that? Shindansho. Grace, help me out. Shindansho. What is that?
A report?
Yeah, like a doctor's analysis of what's wrong with our son. And the reason it was written was because
diagnosis.
That's it. Diagnosis. And it was pretty, very detailed. And it's the counselor that we've been going to for some time now about our son. The reason it was written out is because when he was in Osaka in school, he got, I guess they call it shogakkin, scholarship, but you have to pay it back. It's money from the government that you have to pay back when you graduate. Well, he didn't graduate. He went to almost the full 2 years, but he never graduated. And so they want the money back, and they were calling us and hounding us because they know that he's living with us and we're his parents. So the doctor said, the counselor said, if he fills out this diagnosis in detail, that will satisfy the government, that he doesn't have to pay it back right away. They can give some leniency a much longer period of time. So it was very detailed, and Micah found it, and this is part of his problem. He's in one way he's in denial. He doesn't really accept what his real problems are. He tends to think that whatever he's dealing with is somebody else's fault. So so he got really angry about that piece of paper. And I was upstairs and I was resting. But Toshi was, they got into a big argument, and he just got more and more angry. And finally He grabbed her hair and he pulled her down to the floor. And thank God, Toshi wasn't really injured. Her glasses got broken, but you know, we've told him before, if you're violent, you can't live here. So Toshi came up and woke me up and told me, you know, said, please call Art. So I called Art, and I'll keep going, Art, here, and you can give your the true version later. But So Art came down, got to our house about an hour later, and we went inside. Micah was upstairs in bed. He'd gone up into the bed. So Art sat down on the bed with him and was just talking to him, you know, you can't stay here. You know that. If you have this kind of violent outburst, you can't stay. I'm here to take you away. So Art gave him very clear choices. He could go and stay with them until he decides what to do, or Art could take him to an internet cafe not close by, a little farther away, and then he could spend time there deciding what he wants to do next. There's this lady that Hiroshi and I visited, Kusakai-san. She had told me, well, please let him come and stay with us, as she really has a heart for my son from what I've shared with her. And we gave her that. We gave Micah that option too. And he kept giving excuses or saying that he wasn't going to go. Or I think a few times he said, come back tomorrow. And he had all these things. He said, I have human rights. And I was thinking, what does that have to do with this situation here? I don't quite understand what the connection is. And, you know, he seemed to really be in denial, even about the violence he showed. He wasn't really, he didn't show any contrition or repentance about that. I didn't feel he was really showing it. So I'm sure it must have been a good hour that you were there, at least, because he's talking very, very, you know, calmly to Micah and trying to persuade him. And, you know, finally, of course, Art can't stay all night. So Art said that, you know, Micah, I can't stay all night. Got a long drive home. So Art said, if you don't come peacefully, I'm going to have to pick you up, carry you. And so when Art approached Micah to pick him up, Micah stood up and he started walking with Art a few steps. But then again, Micah said, no, tomorrow. He started making more excuses. So Art just gave him sort of a bear hug, you know, from back to front, bear hug, and picked Micah up. My son's not that heavy. Of course, he's lost a lot of weight. But as Art will tell you, he still has some strength to him. Art managed to get our son down the stairs and out of the house. And you can give all the details on that if you'd like, but got him down the stairs, out of the house. And we had a bag that we had prepared of some clothing and some money, cash that we put in there. And so we gave that to Art. And so Art asked me to lock the door. And so our son is out of our house. And maybe I'll let you explain what happened after that. But so I talked to my family, my wife and two younger kids, and I said, okay, let's make sure that we lock every door and every window as thoroughly as we can. And so we all did, and I double-checked all of them. And I told my family, because we don't know how long this is going to be before our son becomes thoroughly convinced he can't come back. But that's the point we're working toward, where he gets settled somewhere else, and he's not going to try to come back home again. So we're being especially careful not to make a mistake. The last time this happened, I didn't lock the door when I came home from work that night. So now I am. Today, I locked the door probably half a dozen times going in and out. Every time I went in and out, I was taking stuff to my car, getting ready for a wedding. And so I'm getting myself in the habit of doing that. So I would just ask your prayer for our son, Micah. He's at Art and Darcy's. I won't take that part away. You can share more about that. But just please pray for him, and I'll let Art fill in all the details and give you the full story on it if you'd like to share that, Art. But please pray for our son, Mike. I'll hand it over to Art now.
It was much more exciting than what Tim told you. I am about 131 kilos, and Mike is probably half my weight, but he put up an extraordinary fight. At first, I bear hugged him and picked him up, and he kind of laughed, and then he did all this kind of karate stuff to get out, and it really took Tim and I to get him down the stairs, because he hooked his leg on the side landing, and neither of us could get it. Tim is grabbing his leg and pulling it off, and I'm half choking him and pulling him down the stairs, and, you know, there's steep stairs, too, so I've got to tame this wild animal as I'm trying to not let us both tumble down the stairs. So it was probably the most excitement I've had in the last year, I'd say. And I was deeply out of breath at the end of it. And you know, we kind of bonded over it afterwards. You know, otsukare sama desu, you know, good job. You know, Micah's really prideful. He doesn't want to take help from people. And I said, you don't want to take help from people, but you're staying at your parents' house without rent. You realize no matter what you do, you're going to have to accept some charity, you know. So last night he said, take me to an internet cafe. And so we were looking for a while, and he said, just take me to the one near the station. I'm going to get the Shinkansen and go to Osaka to my sister's. And so it's 11 o'clock at night, probably no Shinkansens tonight, you know. So finally he said, just take me to your house for tonight. And woke up this morning, and he said, I'm not going to go to my sister's because I can't stay here. I don't want to put her out like that. And so we've agreed, or I asked him to just relax and have a, I said, pretend like this is a vacation. Relax your body, relax your mind, you know, just think and just chill out. And we have a meeting with my senpai, Kikawa-san, who runs the farm for people that, like Micah. He's done this kind of work for the last 12 years. And so we have a meeting with him on Tuesday morning. I said, just think, and then let's meet with Kikawa-san, and then you can make your decision, you know. And so he's, you know, he has ideas, they just not thought through. You know, it's like, I'm just going to go to Osaka. And then he thinks, well, I can't just stay there, and I need a job. And so this morning he said, take me, I need a cell phone. Take me down to the Eki, and I'll get a cell phone for 3,000 yen. And I said, you don't have money. you have Ichiman yen. He said, well, it only takes 3,000 for the contract. I said, well, how are you going to pay every month, you know? So he doesn't think a lot of these things through. So I'm trying to get him to come up with a plan that makes sense. It doesn't matter to me what it is, if it's friends in Osaka who can help him, if it's us. But he's got to come up with something that is workable, that's actually doable. And we just don't have the same dynamic as Tim and Toshie. You know, they have a very broken relationship. And so he's not disrespectful towards us. He's not violent towards us. He does the dishes. He plays with the dog. He plays with our kids. You know, so it's not the same Micah that Tim has to deal with, right? It's Micah, my friend. And, you know, he considers me a friend, and I consider him a friend. And I actually like the kid. And, man, he talks like a Yakuza when he talks to Tim. I mean, it is, like, movie perfect. Like, really, really, like, he's, like, really a man, right? I'm like, wow, you should be in videos. But, yeah, you know, just pray that he can have hope, that he can have vision, that he feels loved. You know, it did. Last time when he hit Toshie, he was very sorry. And this time he wasn't, but he said, I hate myself, you know. And I don't know that he even knows my story, but I told him a little bit about it last night. And so please pray that I could connect with him that way, that I could share my story and that we could connect. And yeah, just that he'd have hope. So yeah, we're excited. I've been wondering why there's been no snow. I mean, it's really been disappointing for me. It's been, you know, it's been, what is it in Celsius? Like, it's been really warm up there. And you know, Micah came in last night, oh, Samoy, Samoy. And Darcy said, can you imagine if it was actually cold? He wouldn't have stayed, you know. And so thank God there's not 3 meters of snow and that he's not complaining and running for the hills. All right. So this is really good that actually the weather is not bad, because I think that's a factor as well. So I'll get my snow once he settles in. That's it.
Just wanted to add a couple last little bits on that. Since Micah's been in our house, he has taken a bath, washed his clothes, and shaved his face. These are all things that he's not doing normally in his life, in his parents' house. So I just was like, whoa. And he offered to wash my dishes. I was like, if anyone asks, I'll wash my dishes, Dozo, please. Like, so I know that he has there's been some kind of relief of like, okay, or like some kind of like, I need to get it together, or something's happening. So just pray for God to really guide this thing that seems to already be starting in these ways we can see. And as Art shared, like, I mean, we like Micah. You know, like he sounds like, you know, that like getting him out of the house, that all sounds very, very violent and dangerous and things like this. And like he has been very angry in his parents' home. But I don't think we'll have the same problems. But pray for that anger to be removed from his heart, you know, like just as you just meditate on Micah and his person, just really discern what needs to be removed in the name of Jesus. So I would appreciate that for Micah.
Hello, everyone, and Happy New Year. It's good to be back and to see all of you doing well, and we are doing well. As you see, we've added some weight, and we thank God. And many things happened. When I left here, I had just submitted my revised paper, and I expected that it will be replied before I go for my holiday in Kenya, but they hadn't replied. So we just left on 9th of December, and first we want to thank God. We didn't come to church on 9th. It was a Sunday, and our flight was maybe, I don't remember the time, but because of our flight time, we couldn't make it to come to church. But we thank God because the previous Sunday, Darcy was the moderator, and she prayed for us, and Joyce was fine. Joyce has motion sickness, so she vomits a lot. Even in Kenya, when we are traveling, she's been vomiting, and it's really tough. But that time when we traveled from here, we traveled well, and we arrived well in Nairobi on 10th of January, December. And just 2 days later, when we are traveling now to my Furusato, yeah, and then I received the email from the journal that they have accepted my paper, and I was so happy. Yeah, I really thank God. Because I was so worried, I had to bring all my data with me to Kenya because I knew if anything, I have to work from there. I cannot come back, or even if I was forced to come back and make some correction or something. But I brought all my data with me, my work, PC and everything, which you practically are not supposed to move with. But I just went in faith, and I thank God because since the email came, I've never touched my PC. Stayed until the last day I'm coming just to save some files from Kenya to bring here. And I really thank God for that. So my paper was accepted, and I bless the Lord for that. And so we went to Kenya because my brother had a wedding on 15th, just 5 days after we landed, and it was good. We really saw the hand of God. And we saw God providing friends to stand with my brother because, as I told you, he still doesn't have a good job. So he had to really rely on friends to raise money for his wedding and us. And it was really good. And we saw the glory of God. I told you in Kenya, weddings are places for ministry. They're places for evangelism. They're places for preaching the gospel. So we really saw the hand of God. And people were so touched. And they went back home with testimonies. And we just bless the Lord, and we've had a wonderful time in Kenya with Joyce, and those who use Facebook, they could see what's happening. We could visit most of our relatives. Actually, I spend most of my time in the village. When I go to Kenya, I just arrive in Nairobi, and I go to the village. I stay in the village, and I just come back to Nairobi to take the flight back to Japan. So, of course, most of my friends who live in the city complain, you know, you didn't see us. But I actually wanted to use most of the time to visit my mom's church and interact with people and visit houses, pray with people. And I thank God because I could do that within that time. We just went visiting people, praying with people, attending house-to-house fellowships, and it was really good to see that people are still standing firm and the church is growing. It has really maybe doubled since 2 years ago, and possibly this year we need to expand the size of the church and such kind of things. But I bless the Lord, and thank you for your prayers. So we are back. Yeah, it's not easy. Kenya is very warm, you know. But I thank God it's not as cold as I thought. You know, we arrived in the airport, we want to change clothes, but then I realized it's not cold, no need to change clothes, you know. So we just thank God it's not as cold. The cold didn't welcome us. You know, last year we came and, you know, 2 years ago we came back and it snowed like the next day or so. So, yeah, it's so good to come back and just be at home with people. So continue to pray for us. I don't know, but I really feel a desire to go back to my country, and it's been growing heavier and heavier. I don't know, for ministry, for job or something. So pray with me. Because I'm trusting God for his leading, but I've been feeling more and more like, wow, I'll be finishing 10 years in Japan this March. So I really need God's direction, especially after I already submitted my research, and I've been feeling more and more disconnected from my workplace. I don't know why, but you know, you just go somewhere and you feel like your time is over in that place. That's, of course, it's not that I'm being mistreated or anything. I've enjoyed a good relationship with my boss, but just when I sit in the workplace, I feel like my work is finished in that place. I don't know what to do next. My paper is accepted, but I started another project, but it's kind of just didn't work, and I don't know if God was showing me that probably you need to leave or so. But anyway, I'll be renewing my contract this April, but I'm really praying for God's direction. I'm also want to start applying for jobs in my country. It's not that I can just leave and go, you know. I have a daughter to take care of, so I can only leave when I have a job to do. So I'm applying and also telling God, if this is your will, let it be so. But if you desire I continue to stay in Japan, then please give me peace about it and help me to settle at my workplace, because I sit there and I feel like my project is finished and there's nothing more I need to do there. But if God desires that I continue to be there or another place in Japan, or if, as per what I'm feeling, that I go back to my country, let it be so. But otherwise, we are happy to be back. We hope to work together, to praise the Lord together, and to enjoy his goodness. Thank you.